I feel so small, so insignificant and lost. I want to write, I want to be somebody no matter what the cost. But this life is killing me, it's draining me, it's butchering my dream. And I'm bursting at the seam to tell stories and poems and sort of raps. My mouth can be like a bunch of taps, but I don't know what it is. It's like I don't have the balls, it's like I'm scared of the falls, the ones that are awaiting me in this career. So instead I'd rather sit in a pub and drink beer after beer. And I know that I'm wasting my life away, okay, okay, okay. I know that I should do something about it, but I feel like such a tit, I feel like a failure. I never put my hand up and asked, but what if, sir? I was never one of them. So now I really want to begin again, start my education from afresh. But at the same time, I'd not choose A-levels if it were against the sesh. I don't help myself, and sometimes I think I don't want the work, but I want the wealth. I'm being brutally honest here, and to tell you the truth, it's my greatest fear that all this is a lie. A lie I tell myself, and then it actually all ends in a huge sigh. I hate sixth form, and I want to leave the norm, but I don't know what it is. I don't know why I can't just leave. My dad used to call me a whiz, said I was going places. Now all I see is faces. I want to be packing suitcases, and it's faces after faces. At each failed a career attempt, I feel like I'm 17 and already on my own descent. I don't see the point in staying. Only two A-levels, that's not getting me into uni. To be fair, I don't even know if I'm going, so I feel like an utter loony. All I'm going to do is leave and get an apprenticeship, and then 40 years down the line, maybe a new hip. Why do I stay? I suppose last year I learnt a lot, okay? But my mum and dad fucked up around the time of my exam. Yep, can always rely on the fam. To be fair, I can't blame them. I can be lazy. I don't want to go on maybe. I felt a bit wavy. But to be honest, there's nothing new there. And maybe it's for the best. Because when I can't see straight, I'll keep going till I hit my goal. But how many times do I have to miss till it starts to affect my soul, my personality? And then I start to contemplate my mortality. Eventually I'll give in, and I'm not ending up in the bin of society or rioty. Let's start this creativity. That's the new outlook I want. But I can't seem to find the right font to send the application form off. I'm choking on this pressure so much, I swear I'm gonna cough. I want a new life. Eventually I want a wife. But I can't seem to prioritise. I'm not telling lies. I don't know what to put first. I've got an unquenchable thirst for writing, but I don't want to be fighting for a place at my sixth form. But it's hard when 95% is apparently the norm, and you're working every day to enjoy yourself. But hey, I say, it seems that every day ends at 2 a.m. with a video of Peter Kay. I just can't seem to sleep or weep for that matter, and I'm getting fatter. This much stress, too many thoughts. I need to be fresh. It's not working and I'm scared. Scared that nobody actually ever cared enough to create my end, and that they only put me on this journey to send other people in the right direction, because this writing urge sometimes feels like an unwanted infection.